And now on Radio 4, the classic serial. Michelle Fairley, Robert Sheehan and Zubin Varla star in John Steinbeck's seminal novel The Grapes of Wrath, dramatised by Donna Franschild. First published in 1939, it tells the story of the Jode family, who travel from Oklahoma to California in a bid to escape poverty. Like the book, this dramatisation portrays the hard lives and rough language of a poor and struggling people. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
See you on the way back, Muriel. Keep some cherry pie for me next time.
Did you give me a lift, mister?
Didn't you see the sticker on the windshield? No riders.
Sure, I seen it. Sometimes a guy will be a good guy, even if some rich fella makes him carry a sticker.
Okay, get in.
I'd walk her if my dogs wasn't pooped out.
New shoes? You oughtn't to take no walk in new shoes.
Didn't have no other shoes.
Looking for a job?
No. My old man got a place. 40 acres. He's a cropper.
40-acre cropper, and he ain't been dusted out, and he ain't been tractored out?
Of course, I ain't heard lately.
Been doing a job?
Sure have.
Not so. I seen your hands. Been swinging a pick or an axe. That shines up your hands. I notice all stuff like that.
Like to know anything else? Because I'll tell you, you ain't got a guess.
Nah, don't get sore. I wasn't getting nosy.
You've been giving me a going over since I got in. You know where I come from, don't you?
Well, maybe.
These is the clothes they give me when I came out. And I don't give a damn who knows it.
Well, that ain't none of my business. I ain't a nosy guy.
The hell you ain't.
Thanks for the lift, fella. You've been a good guy.
Good luck.
Is our savior now.
On the level. It's not the devil, Jesus.
Now, don't go sneaking up on a guy like that.
I just wondered if I could share a bit of this shade here. It's hotter than hell on the road.
Sure. See, ain't you young Tom Jode, old Tom Jode's boy?
Yep.
You wouldn't remember me, I guess.
But I baptized you in the irrigation ditch once.
Sure I remember you. You're Casey, the preacher.
I was the preacher.
Ain't got the call no more.
I ain't seen you in a long time.
Nobody's seen me in a long time.
I recollect you used to give a hell of a meeting. You used to get the people jumping and talking in tongues and glory shouting till they just fell down and passed out.
And then, you know what I'd do? I'd take one of them girls out in the grass. Done it every time. Then I'd feel bad, and I'd pray and pray. But it didn't do no good. Come the next time, them and me was full of the spirit, I'd do it again.
Well, maybe I should have been a preacher.
Finally, it gave me such a pain, I quit and went off by myself and give her a damn good thinking about. Well, I was lying under a tree when I figured it out. The hell with it. There ain't no sin and there ain't no virtue. What's this call? This spirit? It's love. Why do we gotta hang it on God or Jesus? Maybe all men's got one big soul everybody's a part of.